I think it's a pet.
A pet.
Oh, that's very close.
That's close.
I mean,
but
it is
not.
Really close.
But it's not certainly not correct. But thank you for trying.
Thank you.
Hi, Magic. What do you think?
Is it a bicycle?
Oh, that would be a really healthy thing to take to work. But no, that is incorrect. Sorry.
It's too hard to get in the back of the trunk, you know? You got to shove it in the back of the car. Hi, Magic. What do you think?
Is it a snack?
No, not a snack, but that sounds delicious. Hi, Magic. What do you think?
Yes. Does it take your child to work? I think it's a stuffed animal.
You are correct.
Awesome.
What's your name?
Jason.
Where are you, Jason?
Live out of Hillsboro.
Yes, 5% of people have taken a stuffed animal to work, or a teddy bear was what we were actually looking for. And you've got Somerset Patriots tickets, 4 of them, for June 7th, post-game fireworks. You're a winner on Magic 98.3.
Fantastic.
Marianne carries around one of those things all the time.
I do. If you look on my Instagram and Facebook page, you'll see me with him everywhere I go.
Really?
Yeah, and I named him Teddy. His last name's Bear.
It's creative.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.